This is Toastcaster, the Communication Leadership and Learning Lab. Your host, Greg Gazin, speaker, blogger, author, and syndicated veteran columnist of Troy Media.
Episode 181, Unraveling the Enigma of April Fool's Day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of Toastcaster. In today's episode, we unravel this enigma that today we call April Fool's Day. We're in a modern era. Every April 1st, we find ourselves ever vigilant, being wary of pranks, hoaxes, and a lot of fake news. Yet, these antics have roots that delve deep into the past, back to a time when court gestures were commonplace and laughter was the order of the day. This was long before the advent of stand-up comedy, long before television, movies, the internet, or even AI. Now it was these jesters and jokers and fools that roamed the land. They captivated audiences with their quick wit and comedic talents. But this originated back in the medieval and the Renaissance periods. Now, often these entertainers began their careers as nomads, performers traveling from town to town, no bands, but accompanied by minstrels. They regaled crowds at fairs and markets, recollecting their humorous tales as they went from place to place. However, it was those jesters who found favor in the courts of monarchs and noblemen. Those are the ones that truly rose to prominence. It was these quick-witted individuals that became valued members of the household staff, their jests serving as a welcome reprieve from the rigors of royal life. But like today, back then, competition was fierce. Becoming the top dog, or in those days, the court jester, was the career pinnacle, but for just a talented few. For those who were successful, they could rise above simple nomadic existence of entertaining peasants living in poverty and surrounded by disease and filth. Their new life? It would be to entertain a captive audience, enjoy stability, shelter, and they would have more to eat in one meal than others had in a week. No doubt everyone wanted that top job, but the supply of fools always exceeded demand. Back then, there were no employment agencies or monster.com, which would be still another 500 years away. Now, to get the attention of potential employers, jesters would take every and any opportunity to perform and dance in front of the wealthy, not unlike what paparazzi do to celebrities today. Except, you can't behead a paparazzo. This is what King Henry VIII did to one fool on New Year's Eve in 1544, outside the Palace of Whitehall in the center of London. Now, an interesting fact is that in that era, beheadings were just as common as weddings and banquets. Now, despite being warned, this one fool pushed the monarch just a little too far. That night, as Henry's temper flared, even the king's personal jester, Will Somers, couldn't amuse the angry monarch. According to Somers' diary and stories passed down over the centuries, the ongoing commotion that night, combined with Henry's drunken rants, marred the evening, with the king threatening, "I will cast away you jesters, you ships of fools, and behead each and every one of you." Somers had been serving the king for years and had become his friend, confidant, and earning his trust. Legend has it that when asked why, in all that time, he did not fear the king's wrath, Somers replied, "Why should I fear a man who couldn't keep a wife?" Now, at the risk of his job and perhaps his life, Somers tried to convince the king that a serial execution of fools was not in his majesty's best interests. Perhaps Somers made the appeal for selfish reasons. Of course, he himself coming from a family of fools. He attempted to convince the king that night that he needed to laugh and that all the people needed to laugh in tough times. Henry had just buried yet another wife, this time Catherine of Aragon. So, of course, his temperament was certainly suspect. Sadly, Somers failed to make an impression, but he did eloquently remind the king of their first meeting, which was much less than perfect, and how he, Somers, had made a life-changing impression on his majesty. For some reason, those words struck a chord with Henry. He elicited a rare smile, something unusual for the monarch. Now, with the king's fiery temper subsiding, for now, Somers confessed that he too had concerns about his own longevity. He sensed an opportunity to diffuse the tension, So instead of waiting for his demise, natural cause or otherwise, Somers proposed a novel solution. A grand audition, Your Majesty, if the king so wished. This could uncover fresh talent for the court, and this would also spare his fellow jesters from further retribution, i.e. the ultimate job dismissal. Henry was intrigued by the idea, so he granted Somers full authority to organize the auditions. "Please schedule them promptly upon my return from Versailles on April 1st, he said. The auditions proved a resounding success, with laughter echoing through the halls of the palace like never before. Henry was so delighted by the spectacle, and he was thrilled by the outcome of finding a suitable successor for Somers. So he declared April 1st as the annual Night of Fools as a testament to the enduring legacy of jesters in his court. Now, sadly, the king would only enjoy a few of these events, since Henry died in 1547, just 3 years later. Somers outlived his master, yet he carried on Henry's tradition, honoring his legacy and entertaining his successor, Queen Elizabeth I, until his own passing in 1560, of natural causes. In the years that followed, the annual tradition evolved, taking on new significance and acquiring yet a new name. It was in 1582, the Day of Fools was officially christened April Fool's Day. Now, this aligned perfectly with the introduction of the Gregorian calendar by Pope Gregory XIII. This change, while seemingly minor, did serve to solidify the holiday's place in the calendar and cement its enduring legacy. April Fool's Day continues to evolve, adapting to the changing times and embracing new forms of humor and creative mischief. Today, people across the globe eagerly anticipate the arrival of April 1st, always eager to partake in the age-old tradition of pranks and practical jokes. So today, as we celebrate April Fool's Day, let us pause for a moment to reflect on the origins of this beloved tradition and the jesters who helped shape it. And if you so happen to find yourself on the receiving end of a prank, like this one, just laugh along. It's all part of the fun. April Fool! Once again, this is Greg Gazin. We appreciate you tuning in. Now, I'm not sure how you joined us, whether you joined us directly through Toastcaster.com or iTunes, but either way, you can pick up the podcasts there. If you really enjoyed the podcast, we'd really appreciate if you took a moment to leave us some feedback on iTunes, because it really helps with our ratings. Plus, also feel free to drop us a line. Tell us what types of things you're interested in, what your Toastmaster specialty is, or what kinds of things you like to speak about. And perhaps maybe we'll even have you on the show. This is Greg Gazin. Till the next time. This episode was sponsored by Corey Outsmarts the Butterflies, a new book by Greg Gazin, geared to ages 8 to 80. Whether you want to improve your speaking skills or build your confidence, this short read is suitable for all ages. It's available at outsmartingthebutterflies.com.